Senior Bush administration officials continue to warn Americans about future terrorist attacks against the United States. FBI Director Robert Mueller said yesterday that it is inevitable that suicide bombers will strike the U.S. The latest warnings occur amid heightened criticism of the Bush administration for its handling of intelligence reports prior to the September 11th attacks. Congressman Porter Goss is a Republican from Florida and chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's the average person to make of these latest warnings?
Well, I think it's an awareness problem. It's always uncomfortable to know that you're the target, but the fact of the matter is we're going through a learning curve in this country as Americans that just because we are Americans, we are the target of these terrorists, and that is not a pleasant thought. We have individual responsibilities, and obviously we've got a government that's very concerned about our national security and employing its intelligence forces overseas and trying to connect the information that comes from that system into our law enforcement system within our country, because we don't have an intelligence service domestically, of course. That's a tough issue, and it's where the system has not served us well, and I think it's the reason why this administration and the previous administration probably did not have all the information they needed to make the right kind of decisions to cope with terrorism on the global basis that it exists.
Is there a genuine threat right now?
Yes, there certainly is. I don't like the word inevitability or an inevitable disaster in our country, because I'd like to think we are going to get our systems up and running better than they have been and design our capabilities, both our law enforcement and our intelligence, to better suit the threat as it exists. We're dealing with people who are suicidal, who will strike at innocent people, and who will pick the most vulnerable and the weakest link to go at. And that's a little different than the military concept of combat between trained armies or service people. That's a new part of our world, and we have to understand that we have to prepare for it. So I don't like the word inevitable, but I think it's prudent to believe that if we don't do the right thing, inevitably we will be hit.
Is the threat coming only from Al-Qaeda or from other extremist groups?
Oh, from all extremist groups. It isn't just Al-Qaeda. The network is very large. It is truly global. There are many aspects to it. It is a loose association, and probably there are some freelancers who join in at the fringes from time to time as well.
Do you believe there's anything more specific in the threats that we're hearing about now than the warnings that came prior to September 11th?
Part of our problem is that we measure sort of the velocity of activity that is going on in the terrorist network. That doesn't give us specificity as to what exactly may happen in terms of the threat, but it does give us an awareness that they are out and about, sort of coming out from behind their rocks and crawling out of their holes, talking to one another and planning and plotting. So it means we should be a little bit more alert.
There have been many warnings of possible attacks since September 11th. Too many, perhaps?
Well, that's the theory, that how do you know when you are crying wolf, and then how do you know when you should have shared something that somebody might have been able to use to change their behavior? That's one of the weapons of terrorism, is to create fear, anxiety, uncertainty, and to use propaganda well. And I think we are experiencing all of that.
What behavior should be changed? What do we do about these warnings?
Well, when you go to the airport, for instance, to get on an airplane, you rely on the gates, guards, and guns type of security, and you go through all of the things you have to do. But when you finally are seated on the airplane and you've gotten there, you as an individual, if you're me, you look around at your fellow passengers and you want to make sure you're completely comfortable that somebody isn't doing something strange or weird that you think shouldn't be done or is out of place. So that's the individual responsibility. I think the government is putting people on alert and say, look, we're doing our best. You need to be alert too.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Porter Goss is a Republican from Florida and chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence.